This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The world's top two carbon polluters, China and the United States, have pledged to increase their cooperation on climate action in a joint declaration issued at the UN climate talks in Glasgow on Wednesday. In separate news conferences, Chinese climate envoy Xi Jinping and U.S. counterpart John Kerry said the two countries would work together to accelerate the emissions reductions required to meet the temperature goals of the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change. Kerry said that both countries had arrived at a new step and a roadmap for their future collaboration.
Out of this cooperation, we expect acceleration of the rate of reduction. And the only way you get it is by sharing technology, working together, sharing climate technology, working together in an effort to do it.
The joint declaration came as governments from around the world were negotiating in Glasgow about how to build on the Paris Agreement to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and protect vulnerable countries from the impacts of global warming. The United Nations says Ethiopian authorities have arrested and detained some 70 truck drivers contracted by the UN and other aid groups in the past week since the government declared a state of emergency amid the country's escalating war. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said at least 9 UN staffers had been detained, adding that the world body would continue to work and engage with the government to secure their release.
We're trying to get people out. And we're trying to get the exact numbers in a place where often the communications are challenging within the country and between here and Addis.
The arrests are a further challenge to efforts to deliver humanitarian aid to millions of people in Tigray, which has not received badly needed aid supplies, including food, medicines, and fuel, since the Ethiopian military began hitting the Tigray capital with airstrikes on October 18th. This is VOA News. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has warned of a heightened threat in the coming holiday season. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The Department of Homeland Security is warning of a heightened threat environment with the approach of the holiday season from domestic extremists and people inspired by foreign terrorist groups. While saying it has no credible information on a specific threat, DHS said mass gatherings for upcoming religious holidays could be potential targets. The bulletin is the fourth this year from DHS. According to the FBI, from 2010 through 2020, extremists advocating the superiority of the white race committed 18 lethal attacks in the United States, killing 70 people. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The murder case against Kyle Rittenhouse has been thrown into jeopardy. We get more from AP's Jennifer King.
Kyle Rittenhouse lawyer Corey Cherofsky asked for a mistrial with prejudice so that Rittenhouse cannot be retried, suggesting prosecutors were deliberately trying to cause a mistrial.
That is to provoke a mistrial in order to get another kick at the cat. Because the first trial is going badly.
During cross-examination, prosecutor Thomas Binger asked Kyle Rittenhouse about whether it was appropriate to use deadly force to protect property and posed questions about Rittenhouse's silence after his arrest. Circuit Judge Bruce Schroeder did not immediately rule on the request, but after the jury was ushered from the room, he angrily accused Binger of trying to introduce testimony that the judge earlier said he was inclined to prohibit.
I have heard nothing in this trial to change any of my rulings. So why?
Testimony, Your Honor.
Pardon me?
That was before the...
Don't get brazen with me.
Schroeder said he didn't believe the Binger had been acting in good faith. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. Labor Department on Wednesday said consumer prices in October leaped at their fastest pace since November of 1991. Reuters' Zachary Gelman has more.
The U.S. Labor Department said the consumer price index, or CPI, rose 0.9% last month after gaining 0.4% in September. Compared with 12 months ago, the CPI accelerated 6.2%. That's the largest year-on-year advance since November 1990 and followed a nearly 5.5% jump in September. Even taking out sometimes volatile food and energy components, what's known as core CPI rose 0.6% in October from September and spiked 4.6% from a year ago. Inflation is heating up again after governments poured trillions of dollars toward pandemic relief, fueling demand for products and leaving supply chains overstretched.
That's Reuters' Zachary Gelman. The news about consumer prices sent stock prices lower on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials dropping 0.66%, the S&P falling by 0.82%, and the NASDAQ off by 1 2/3%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.